Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening. May I speak to Medina?
This is her.
Thank you, ma'am. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, ma'am. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? What is your race?
African American.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote. Chances are 50-50, or would you not vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely vote. Thank you. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
I'm 50.
Thank you so much. Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you are not at all motivated, 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may use any number in between. 10. Very well. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Some people care a lot about politics. While politics is less important to other people, how important would you say politics is to you personal, to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you, ma'am. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Strong Republican. Thank you so much. Let's move on. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, then. Very well. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Do you blame Republicans in Congress? Do you blame the Biden administration and their policies? Do you blame the Federal Reserve raising the interest rates, or the COVID pandemic, or big business and corporate price gouging and greed? Who do you blame the most?
I blame them all equally, Republicans and Democrats. I blame them all equally.
Okay, but if you had to choose one of the ones I've mentioned, which one would it be, ma'am?
The Biden administration.
Biden administration and their policies. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Let's move on. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their next member of Congress to really focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is to you to have your member of Congress to really focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important. 5 is the issue is somewhat important, and 0 if it is isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First issue mentioned here is fighting back against the rise of white nationalism. How important is that to you from 0 to 10?
0.
0, okay. Next one is creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. How important is that?
0.
0 as well. Very well. Thank you. Let's move on. Reducing gun violence. How important is that from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. Thank you. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. How important is that?
That's an 8.
8. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice.
That's
how
a
important
five.
Is that? Five.
Five
as well? Okay, 5, yes. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
4.
A 4? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on. Thank you so much. Switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
And would you say, do you disapprove strongly or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Very well. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their jobs?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, right, depending on how you feel. However, if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about the Republic? How do you feel about the Republican Party from 0 to 100?
80.
80, thank you, ma'am. How do you feel about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
80. I like him, actually.
Okay, very well. How do you feel about Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't like him. I'd say a 20.
20, very well. Yes, we need a number. Thank you so much. How do you feel about, this is an organization, Planned Parenthood. How do you feel about them?
Zero.
Zero, right. How do you feel about Barack Obama?
Zero.
Zero. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
Zero.
Zero, okay. And how do you feel about Donald Trump?
80.
80, thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And last one in this particular section, how do you feel about the NAACP?
40.
40. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on. I know it's a still long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
And Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. I know it's repetitive ways the survey goes.
It's okay.
And just now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. All right. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see where we are. Almost there, man. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Would you say you are very worried?
Zero.
Somewhat worried?
Not
so
worried.
Not worried
at
all. Not at all. Very
not worried at all. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. I hear you. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office. All other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Candidate B, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policing to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. Or candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. All other things being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who is focused on jobs and affordability, or candidate B, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote?
Candidate A.
And would you say you are more likely to support candidate A just somewhat more or much more?
I don't believe in all this racism and stuff that they put. I believe that that's propaganda that the news media shows, so I don't even subscribe to that. I would rather vote for someone who's going to make healthcare affordable, try to boost
right.
the economy.
I understand, ma'am, but, you know, just I had to read 100% verbatim, so bear with me, please. So you are going with candidate A much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Have you heard recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? And have you heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard some stuff.
Some? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less favorable.
Would that be somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Much more unfavorable. Thank you. I want to read you some of that Joe Biden has accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. First item here is invested $50 million to stabilize the childcare industry and to keep childcare centers open. Would you say that's very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important to you?
That's not important to me.
Not at all, or not very important?
Not very important.
Not very important. Very well. Next one is invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities. How important is that to you, ma'am?
That's not important at all to me.
Not at all. Very well. And a third of the judges appointed to the federal bench and are African American, the most ever. How important is that to you, ma'am?
That's not important to me.
Not at all, or not very important?
Not very important.
Very well, thank you. And cap the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid. How important is that?
That's somewhat important.
Somewhat important, thank you. And ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants for federal officers. How important is that?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Yes, sorry. Ban choke holds and no-knock warrants for federal officers.
That's not very important.
Not very important?
No. Mm-mm. Not very.
Not very or not at all?
Not very.
Okay, very well. Let's move on and start wrapping things up very quickly. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like you to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
I disapprove.
Strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly or somewhat? Thank you. Thank you so much.
Strongly.
Okay, I have two statements here. After that, we'll be wrapping up things very quickly. Only have left a few statistical questions. I'm going to read you some reasons all they have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason. 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, first one it says, racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities. It's threatening all the advancements our community has fought so long for. We can't stand by as they try to take us backwards. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together and use our political power to protect our communities and future. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you find that statement?
That's 0 because it's a lie.
Not at all convincing. Very well.
Not even a little bit.
Sure. Gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our communities and young people. But MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get and carry a gun without a permit. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood our street with guns. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
0.
0, very well. Let's start wrapping things up. Thank you so much, ma'am, for your patience. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Zero means you're not at all motivated. Ten means you're extremely motivated to vote. So how motivated are you, ma'am? Ten. Very well.
Ten.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And what stood out to you the most from the argument you just heard, ma'am? Anything that stood out the most of the arguments presented to you during the survey?
I think that this made-up narrative that there's white supremacists walking around killing black people when black people kill black people more than anybody kills them, that's the problem that I have.
So you think about the narrative about racism and supremacy, white supremacy,
yes.
is a lie?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to enter it just as you said, you know. Give me a second.
Okay. Here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what I have so far is just exactly what you say. I think the narrative about white supremacy and racism is a lie. Do you want to add anything else?
I think that Joe Biden is senile and he's not fit to be president. And what they're doing to him is almost it's almost abuse of an elderly abuse.
Is senile and not fit to run for president. Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes.
Very well. I think we got it pretty much the way you said. And we have the spirit of... Very well. Let's move on.
Okay.
I'm going to read you a list of wrapping up things very quickly. I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you that way, like through phone calls. Do you remember that? Were you contacted through phone calls during the campaign?
I don't remember. I don't remember that, no.
Okay, very well. How about mailers? Any mailer stuff that you...
Probably mailers, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Radio ads, were you contacted through radio ads? You know,
no.
During the 2022? No. Someone canvassing neighborhoods?
No.
No. Social media, were you contacted through social media, internet ads?
No.
Text messages?
Maybe text messages, yeah.
Okay. Door knocks. Do you have anybody coming to your door?
No.
From the campaigns? No.
Uh-uh.
TV ads.
Oh, we see TV ads all the time.
Yes. Okay. That's goes without saying, right? Very well.
Yeah.
Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have some college.
Some college?
Technical
thank you so
college.
Much.
Yeah. Technical college. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Married, thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No, you don't. Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm very conservative.
Very, very, very. Okay. Conservative. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh no, it's a mixture here, but it's a lot of white where I live.
Well, so nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half.
I would say more than half.
More than half, very well.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Sort of suburban-rural.
Suburban?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Very well. Thank you, ma'am. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No, they're all born here.
Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Nope, they're all born here.
No. Thank you so much. And one more question. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you so much. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your valuable time and your participation, ma'am. Very much appreciated. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank you.